Welcome back to our Guthrie County Let's Talk program. On today's program, we have multiple guests, starting with Guthrie County Hospital pharmacist Jackie Wilms, and then Deputy Sheriff for Guthrie County, Kent Grise.
Well, thank you so much for joining me here today, Jackie.
Thank you for having me.
How did the National Prescription Take-Back Day start?
So National Prescription Take-Back Day, it was started by the Drug Enforcement Administration, or the DEA, back in 2010. And this initiative was started because the rates of prescription drug abuse were rising at the time, and the DEA wanted to provide the public with a safe and environmentally friendly way to dispose of their unwanted prescription medications.
And then what is the Guthrie County Hospitals doing for National Prescription Take-Back Day?
So here at the hospital, we are joining the rest of the nation by providing a site for people to bring their unwanted medications. So on Saturday, October 23rd, from 7 a.m. until noon, we're going to be open for anyone to come in to the hospital admissions area to dispose of their unwanted medications. And we do accept any prescription or over-the-counter medications, medicated creams, ointments and lotions, liquid medications, and PET medications. And just a few things to keep in mind that we don't accept: we cannot take illegal drugs, syringes, needles, or lancets, batteries, aerosol cans, medical devices, chemicals, or hazardous materials. And another thing to keep in mind is if you aren't able to make it on the 23rd, you can still drop off these medications at any time our hospital pharmacy is open during the week or on the weekends.
And what is the best way to dispose of prescriptions, and what are some common mistakes?
I would say the best way to dispose of prescriptions is by dropping them off at your local pharmacy, courthouse, or hospital so that they can be safely disposed of using the drop boxes. Most of these places have some sort of drop box that you can utilize whenever the business is open. And if you're unable to bring those medications to any of those places, you can mix them in with something undesirable, like used kitty litter or coffee grounds, and then you can just throw them away in your regular trash. That would also be acceptable. Some common mistakes include flushing them down the toilet. So certain medications can be flushed, but there are others that cannot because they can be harmful for the environment. The FDA does have a flush list on their website that you can use to help you decide whether a medication can be flushed or not, but I would say when in doubt, it's always best to bring your medications to a drop box if you're able to.
There were some common accidents when prescriptions, unwanted or old prescriptions, are disposed.
So when prescriptions are not properly disposed of, it increases the risk that these medications can be either diverted, misused, or abused. And it also increases the risk that children or animals can get into these medications, and then that would lead them to potentially consume drugs that can be harmful or even fatal to them.
And have you seen a rise in the amount of drugs you have collected?
Yes. So since we installed our public drop box about 4 years ago, we have seen an increase in the number of medications that are being brought to the hospital to be disposed of, and we hope to continue to see that number increase.
And then finally, as we wrap it up, is there any last thoughts you'd like to give about National Prescription Take-Back Day?
So I would like to say we are hosting it up here at the hospital, but just keep in mind that I know that Dow Drug in Town also has a drop box, and there are courthouse a drop box as well. And you can always drop off to those places as well, either on that day or any time during the week.
And can you remind folks once again when that date and time is and where it is?
Yeah, so the National Prescription Take-Back Day is going to be up here at Guthrie County Hospital on October 23rd, which is a Saturday, from 7 a.m. until noon. And you can come in through the admissions area of the hospital, but with COVID, we'll have actually either myself or one of our pharmacy techs will meet you at admissions to get your medications, just because we don't want too much traffic coming through the hospital at this time.
Well, thank you so much, Jackie.
All right, thank you.
We now switch our focus to Deputy Sheriff Kent Grise. Just why is it important for Guthrie County residents to dispose of any unwanted or unnecessary drugs for National Prescription Take-Back Day?
Well, first and foremost, you don't want the drugs to get into somebody's hands that they're not supposed to get into. You don't want children getting a hold of them. You don't want a person with a substance abuse issue to get a hold of them. You don't want the residents in which they're housed in to be a target for somebody to come in and break into and steal the drugs out of there and anything else. It's basically just a safety thing. You want to get them off the streets, and you know they're prescribed by a doctor for a specific person, and the doctor knows best when it comes to prescribing them and what they're needed for. So you don't want somebody that, you know, shouldn't have those types of drugs in their system.
And then what is the best way to dispose of old prescriptions or unwanted prescriptions?
The best way is to bring them to the Guthrie County Courthouse. We have a drug drop box on the main level right outside the recorder's office. And it just, it's basically a refurbished mailbox that's got lots of signage on it. And you can put them in there, or you can bring them down to our sheriff's office. We've got a box down there too that we put them in. And we don't want them going down the drain or down the toilet. That affects water quality. We don't want them thrown in the trash, because you never know if somebody's going to go through your trash. So it's best to dispose of them safely with our sheriff's office and at the courthouse.
And then how should they contact you guys about, did it just set up appointments for them to come and dispose of unwanted?
Nope, we'll accommodate whoever and whenever. We're a 24/7 operation. The courthouse is open Monday through Friday during business hours, so they can come in and drop them in there. They don't need an appointment for that. But if they'd prefer to give them to a law enforcement professional, we're 24/7. They can call our office, or they can just show up and let our dispatch know, or come downstairs during business hours, and we'll take the prescriptions off their hands.
As someone that's in the field, what are some common accidents that occur with old prescriptions and stuff like that?
Well, we don't have a huge prescription issue in Guthrie County. I mean, we do have obviously some issues like any other community, but we've had car accidents. We've had people that have overdosed on prescription drugs that they're not supposed to have in their system or have in their possession. So we want to avoid those types of things. Luckily, we haven't had anything where there's been any serious injuries that we've been a part of, but it could definitely happen.
Have you seen a rise of amount of drugs just recently, drugs being collected? Have you seen a rise of any of that?
No, I wouldn't say there's any particular rise in drug-related activity. It's always been pretty consistent, and nothing stands out to me as far as prescription stuff goes.
And then what are some common mistakes with someone trying to dispose of prescription drugs or unwanted drugs?
Yeah, so like we talked about, you know, putting them in the trash, you know, you don't know who's going to dig through your trash, or, you know, you don't want those going to the dump and somebody getting a hold of them at the dump, or, you know, you just never know. So, you know, in law enforcement, we have a chain of custody that we keep track of when we seize drugs, and that's because we want to make sure that nobody, you know, handles the drugs that's not supposed to. So the public, you know, should take kind of that same mindset when they're dealing with their prescription drugs. And like I said, we also definitely don't want them flushed down the toilet or down the sink drain, because that actually affects water quality. So we don't want that.
And that was our Guthrie County Let's Talk program with Guthrie County Hospital pharmacist Jackie Wilms and Deputy Sheriff Kent Grise. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.